Welcome back to Coach Speak here on 95.7 KQWC, presented by Carl Otto of Webster City. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening. Joining us now on the line is the head boys track coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Ben Demuth, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So as we take a look at your team here over the past couple of weeks, it's been a bit of a tough go of it in terms of just having meets. Your meet on Tuesday was canceled because of at Webster City was canceled due to weather. Thursday, you managed to get into the Hanover relays over at Algona before your meet Friday at Pocahontas was canceled due to weather as well. It just obviously, cancellations and bad weather are just parts of track season, as everybody knows here in Iowa. But just how have your athletes handled kind of the situations of we're going and we're not going and having to deal with the cancellations because of the weather?
Yeah, it's been a wacky season. I mean, we've had seasons like this in the past and whatnot, but it takes a toll on the kids' mentality a little bit. I mean, we knew that this was our busy stretch coming up in this two-week period where we had five, possibly six meets in that time period, which was not ideal, and it kind of worked out, but it kind of didn't, in that we lost a couple of meets that I really wanted to run in, you know, and we were able to get up to Algona, and we competed, but we had kind of a light load for the guys because we were going to be back-to-back nights in Pocahontas, meet that I really kind of wanted to see us run in and whatnot, but unfortunately Mother Nature's had her say in things more than what we'd like this year, you know, and so we're battling. We're seeing improvement. It's tough, you know. The last two meets that we've had with Algona and Forest City have both been super windy, and you know, you can throw times out the window when you have those kind of winds blowing and whatnot, but the guys are going out, they're competing, you know. I mean, that's the one thing about track is everybody's in the same predicament with wind and weather and everything else, so you can't really use that as an excuse. And that's kind of been our mentality, just telling the guys to go out, compete, do the very best that you can, shoot for time when you can and whatnot. And so, you know, they're working. I think it's getting a little tiring on them, though. You know, they're kind of seeing that the season's about done and we're missing about half our meets for the year so far.
And looking at your team, at least as we're a little past the halfway point of the season, a group that has impressed me quite a bit has been your sprint group, and mainly because it's a young sprint group, but it looks like it has a lot of potential in the 100. Your top runner has been Leland Spencer. We've heard about his speed, heard about him during football and his ability in terms of a runner. He's run a sub-12-second 100 as a sophomore, so he's definitely got room. You got guys like Cooper Thacker, Jackson Babcock, Carter Nielsen as well, and even in the twos and the fours, guys like Cam Sisson, Hayden Schaefer, Josh Miller, so on and so forth. When you look at this young sprinting room, what are some areas of growth that have really stood out to you here this season?
Yeah, our sprinters are all having for me, what I considered at the beginning of the season a questionable point for us, have been really good. I mean, they've been working really hard in practice on their starts, and you know, conditioning-wise, we're where we want to be, but it's where can we make up time, either in individual events or relays. So that's been starts and working on our handoffs and things like that for the relays. They are a young group that they're wanting to show that they belong and whatnot. And I mean, you know, we don't really have a lot of upperclassmen on the team as it is. So that's, you know, they get to go out and be trial by fire kind of thing. And I've been impressed with them so far. You know, we do have Drake Canavan leading the way for especially our quarter milers. He went out and showed some of these guys, you know, the other night, up at Algona. He was in the slow heat for the 400, and it made him mad. And he just went out and blew everybody away in that heat, and ended up placing third overall with a tremendous time in the wind and whatnot. And some of those young guys really took notice, and they're like, whoa, hey, you know, this is what we can aspire to be by the time we're seniors and stuff. And so that's it's been a fun group to watch, and we just kind of mix and match them a little bit, trying to find the right lineups and whatnot for these guys. And you know, a kid like Leland just continues to work hard on every aspect of running sprints that he can, and he's always asking questions. And I think that's the biggest thing is they, they know that they've got a lot of room for growth yet, just being freshmen and sophomores, and they want to see what they can do down the road. So it's been fun.
And looking at the schedule for the week ahead, you guys are scheduled to be at Manson tomorrow night for the boys meeting at Manson Northwest Webster. And then you guys are slated to be at Eldora for the Clarion Invite at South Hardin on Friday afternoon and Friday evening. When you look at the schedule for the week ahead, you know, obviously conference, state qualifying, it's right around the corner. But what is you and the staff, what's the ultimate goal for this week, the number one or maybe number two goal to get accomplished here in this final full week of April?
I think we've been talking really about how we can improve marks and times. You know, hopefully tomorrow night, you know, who knows what the weather will bring and whatnot, but if we can just go out with the mentality, that's kind of what we're telling the kids tonight is, you know, this is our last real good shot before state qualifier and conference, you know, to make some noise with our marks and our times and whatnot. You know, on Friday night, hopefully things work out well there. But we've got some real good competition that we're going to see, and that's kind of our thing. You know, we've been running against some bigger, better schools throughout the season, and that's kind of, you know, working on that competition-wise. And nothing against the Clarion Invite on Friday night. I just know some of the teams are going to be there at Manson. And plus, you know, state qualifying assignments coming out. You know, Manson's one of the locations. We might be back there at Manson, so... I want the guys just to kind of take that in and understand, you know, what it's going to take to continue to improve through the end of the season.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck this week at Manson tomorrow and at the Clary Invite on Friday.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
Yep, that was Ben Demuth, the head of boys track coach with Eagle Grove Eagles here on our Coach Speak program. We are back with Roland Story boys track coach Brian Peterson after the break on Coach Speak, presented by Carl Otto.